The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And now we're joined by John Duggan for today's sports news. JD, 7 days out from the World Cup playoff semi-final against Czechia. It's very hard to say Czechia, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head
just call it the Czech Republic.
I know, yeah. And I don't know why do people keep changing? Which, of course, Shane Coleman, you will be at. Republic of Ireland manager has agreed a new deal.
So, Heimir Hallgrímsson is going to be staying on until at least the Euros ends in 2028. And we should be there as a host nation. It's very likely we'll be a part of the party then. And 19 minutes into his press conference today, in very laid-back Heimir style, he delivered the news that he is staying on. Let's hear from him now.
What we did this morning was I extended my contract until after the Euros. So I'm happy to be here. I like the project. I said I wanted to do that after the qualifications or after the tournament. But it was a big pressure from the association for me to sign before these playoff matches. And I said again, I don't want to be where I'm not wanted. So I really felt that I was wanted. So we decided to extend the contract until after the Euro.
Good move for Ireland, JD?
I think so. I think he's well liked. I think he's got a good track record. Obviously, he was toast. It was all over in Armenia. And then they had that magical week in November when they beat Portugal at home and they won away in Hungary, and Troy Parrott delivered heroics. So it's amazing the sliding doors moments you have in life. Just a little bit of good fortune. Things just go your way and
cool
it can
head,
change.
Though. He kept his head when everybody else was losing it. I've always liked the cut of his jib, I have to say. I like how he handles himself. I think he's a person of dignity.
You went a bit Rudyard Kipling there, didn't you?
Yes, exactly.
When you can keep your head when everybody else is losing theirs. Very zen. I've read a lot of interviews with him, and he's kind of, you know, if you don't want me, I'm out of here, I'll do other things. And people go, you know what, actually we'll come to you. So John O'Shea and Paddy McCarthy are probably going to stay with him.
Yeah. Tell us about the squad, this name, Jay. A new name in there.
Yeah, Harvey Vale.
Okay, don't know him. Who does he play for?
He used to be the England under-19 captain. He plays for Queen's Park Rangers.
I do know him.
And he's been playing regularly in the Championship. Scored a goal last week against Leicester and laid on 2 assists. And he's the bolter. He's in a 25-man squad named by Hallgrímsson for this World Cup playoff semi-final. So there's a place for Sammy Smodox in the squad, but David McGoldrick is not called up. The spiritual leader, Seamus Coleman and Robbie Brady, they've been named, even though both players have hardly featured for their clubs this season.
Will both start, do you think?
I don't know. I think Manning will start, surely. Manning is suspended for the first game.
Left back.
But Seamus probably has to start, given what he does.
I'd have Seamus on the pitch, no matter what position.
Seamus is the warrior, and Hallgrímsson has spoken to our reporter, Ben Symes, about the importance of having the duo involved.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Not only for this squad that is fairly young, a lot of young players, even though they've had now probably 20 internationals. So it's really important to have these players that have done this before, just to share their experience. But we're obviously picking them because of their football qualities, not how good they are outside of the pitch. Now, for these guys, the majority of the squad, this is probably the biggest game they've played in the Irish shirt. But they have experience, and I need to give thanks to Stephen Kenny to pick these young players and give them their first games. And he should be proud seeing this team doing so well now. And he has a big part in all of this kind of growth, which is happening at this stage.
Good stuff. JD, the team of the Six Nations has been released?
It has, yeah. 4 Irish players in it. Ciara, Ulsterback, Stuart McCluskey, Munster forward Tadhg Byrne, Leinster forwards Jack Conan, and the team skipper Caelan Darris. Picked by the fans, according to the organisers. No English players in it.
It's not really surprising.
4 French, 3 Scots, 3 Italians, 1 Welsh, 4
it
Irish.
It wasn't their finest tournament.
1976, the last time they lost 4 games, so yeah.
Who's the Welsh player?
Rhys Carey, who scored that great try, in Dublin.
Yeah, it was iconic, wasn't it? It's been seen 100 million times already or something. Yeah, fair play to him.
Robert Balakoon, by the way, requiring surgery on an elbow injury, going to be out for 3 months, the Ulster winger and the Ireland winger. So they're third in the URC table.
Blow for them, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They got a Challenge Cup last 16 game against the Ospreys next month. And let's play darts. I know we got Europa League games this evening, but oi, quarterfinals.
Something delightful about darts, isn't there?
In January, maybe not now, though. But I'm telling you, this has been sold out for months, this three arena Premier League extravaganza, quarterfinals, semifinals and final down for decision. All the top names are here. Luke Littler's here. So Johnny Clayton is leading the standings.
He has become such a superstar.
He has. He was at Cheltenham last week, and he was a celebrity of the day at Cheltenham. As you know, so
love it.
Johnny Clayton against Luke Humphreys. Luke Littler playing Stephen Bunting. Josh Rock versus Gerwin Price. Michael Van Gerwen's got a buy into the semis. All matches, the best of 11 legs. Great to see such talent in our capital. And people love the darts. There might be people out there that think it's not a sport because...
Because you don't have to change your shoes.
Yes, you said it.
Even I know that.
Even
one.
I change my shoes to come into the heart children.
That's because that is a sport. It's a blood sport, JD.
Good luck.
Thank you for that. Chat to you tomorrow.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.